US.gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory. Decision to be announced soon. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory. Decision to be announced soon. News. 21 new cases recorded, including 13 from a new cluster at Kluang Old Folks Home. Majin man who slashed stray dog to death fined ₱7,000 for animal cruelty. Gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory. Decision to be announced soon. Here's why it's dangerous for you to go to the drive-in cinema if you're feeling tired or unwell. This uncle is selling 2 trays of eggs for ₱17 with his son in Gombak to cope after MCO. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been ₱1 if Mashiya didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People features lifestyle, from bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard, Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Mashiya and you don't even need to be a student. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With new clusters appearing in East Malaysia and Peninsular Malaysia, the government is considering making the use of face masks in public places compulsory. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said in a press conference on 20 July that the final decision will be made and announced soon. He also expressed concern over the new clusters surfacing in the country and reminded all Malaysians to continue to adhere to the standard operating procedures set by the government. In this phase of the Rehabilitation Movement Control Order or PKPP, every individual, family and community is frontline workers or frontliners, he said. Parents must always remind their children to always wear face masks when leaving the house. Remind them to take care of social distancing, always wash their hands, avoid crowded places, do not shake hands and so on. Muhyiddin Yassin also noted that just because COVID-19 cases are declining, it doesn't mean that we no longer have to wear face masks in public places. The practice of the new normal habits must continue, he said, adding that the battle with the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. I always advise all Malaysians to avoid shaking hands, but I see now that there are those who not only shake hands but also hug when meeting friends and relatives. Yes, it is good to strengthen friendship and brotherhood, but let us not forget that we are still in the recovery phase of COVID-19. These practices are good in terms of social interaction, but they are very bad in terms of our efforts to protect ourselves. This is definitely not the time to relax as we are not out of the woods yet. please wear your face masks and practice social distancing when you're out in public. Also read, what is caution fatigue and could it be the cause of the new clusters in Malaysia? Source, Malay Mail. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.